Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
As our friends at Skynyrd would say, you got that right. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show, fourth and final hour of our get-together. We affectionately call it the 9 o'clock stretch, and you're stretching it. I'm stretching it. Ugh. Ooh, get the blood flowing, my friends. Time check, 9:07, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a happy hump day, Trump day. Let's make it a great one, especially, you know, on the heels of the such sad news coming out about Dolly Parton passing away at the age of 80, man. She was just basically, she was all world, you know, she was all world, but all American. I mean, who didn't like her, you know? She was just a very, very pleasant, loving, giving person, gave a lot, philanthropy. I mean, that was big, and worked with so many different artists, so many different genres, like the guy from Judas Priest. She did stuff with him, Rob Halford.
I mean, it's like who like didn't what? Want to do a duet with Dolly Parton in the last decade or so? It's crazy.
Yep.
Country, rock, gospel, everybody.
Yeah. And she just was a pleasant, pleasant person. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going to take a stand right here, and I'm going to say, I demand
okay.
that the National Weather Service and the National Hurricane Center,
yeah.
that they name the next storm after her, Dolly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man! Did I get lucky on that one?
Really?
It's actually Dolly was coming up.
Wow. You're powerful, Bob.
I'd like to take credit.
Yeah, I know.
The next tropical storm that develops in the Atlantic this hurricane season will be named Dolly, but the timing is just pure coincidence. But isn't that interesting? Yeah. Like, there's not too many Dollies around.
Yeah.
And Salvador Dali, he spells it differently, by the way.
Yeah, that's true.
And Dolly Madison, that was a long time ago. Well, unless you're eating snack cakes or something, right? Yeah. Sounds good right now. Anyway, yeah, this has no connection to Dolly Parton's death on Tuesday. It is just the way, you know, they've put these things together, alphabetical and alternate male and female names, and just the name Dolly pops up next. But isn't
it? I think that's
one of those things where, sorry, that's a little too strong to just be a coincidence. There's a connection there.
There's a little wink going
somebody's
on here.
Somebody's letting you know she's all right.
Yeah.
Now, what if Dolly comes and just rips the living shreds out of us?
Mm.
What happens then?
I don't know. I don't want to think about that part.
Yeah.
That would be good.
I mean, then you'd have to blame her.
We wouldn't.
No, we wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't do that.
No. But that is kind of a cool connection.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I don't know. Do you want to be connected to a hurricane? Because chances are it could turn into something damaging like nobody ever goes.
It's true.
Oh, man, there's a cool hurricane coming our way.
Not so much.
Nah. But anyway. And by the way, we are your hurricane station. It's always prepared. We were there for you then. We're here for you now. 97.3 The Sky's the station you've counted on, and nothing's changed. We're still here for you. Sky Storm Watch for Area Rug Masters, Radiant Credit Union, and Best Restoration, the masters of disasters. We are your Hurricane Storm Center. Proud to continue in that role, and nothing is active right now. And I mean, a couple of small blemishes, but doesn't look like anything, nothing that will amount to anything. And we'll let you know far in advance if something does begin to develop. And we have been very fortunate to be this far into the hurricane season, and it has been pretty much clear. Now, we're not talking about the Pacific, obviously. They just had Lala come in and do a little bit of damage there, which is very rare, apparently, for the Hawaiian Islands.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I guess basically if they have a really tough season, that generally will mean that we will have a little bit lighter one.
Gotcha.
Don't ask me about all the intricacies of that. I couldn't explain it if I had to, but it does have something to do with, I believe, water temperatures and stuff. All right. Hey, the Big Ten has announced that its schools will not be allowed to accept players returning from the NFL. The rule declared that players who did not withdraw from the NFL draft after declaring appeared on an NFL roster or signed a contract will not be allowed to play for a Big Ten school. And I looked it up on AI, and I asked about the SEC, and they sounds like they are taking a similar stand. Yeah, that, and I didn't know it was a it was such an issue. I guess I should say. Do you know what I mean? Like, how many players had a contract, and then, oh, they go, wait, well, I got another year of eligibility. I'm going to go back? Well, maybe now with the money that's involved, maybe that's one of the reasons why. But sources confirmed to ESPN the rule received unanimous approval from the Big Ten, adding that teams found in violation of the rule would be subject to its head coach being suspended for 50% of the remaining games, plus an undisclosed fine. So I don't think anybody's going to cheat on that rule. I don't think. The league confirmed the conference rule in an announcement on Tuesday. The conference continues to evaluate potential rules restricting professional athletes and other sports from conference competition. And the ruling came after two NFL players left the NFL to join LSU. Cleveland's Daquan Wright and New Orleans Xavier Harris, they parted with their respective teams to join Lane Kiffin's roster at LSU. Lane, nice try, buddy. And at that point, I don't know that they had a hard and fast rule on it. So, I mean, you really can't blame him. But they actually played for him at Ole Miss. And they are returning to college football thanks to a court order that is creating havoc throughout the NCAA by allowing athletes an unexpected fifth year of eligibility. The players can regain their college eligibility if they terminate their pro contracts and repay any pro earnings. The NCAA previously said that the rulings have caused a destabilizing effect on college sports, calling on Congress to pass the Protect College Sports Act and ensure student athletes can have a level playing field with rules that apply fairly to everyone. Courts across the country granting relief to ineligible athletes who already had every opportunity to compete in college, sometimes without even having a hearing, are failing to appreciate the destabilizing effect this is having on the NCAA. Well, and just another possible side effect when you poured a bunch of money into it after being so tightly squeezed.
Yep.
Athletes were, you know, couldn't have a stipend, couldn't start with that. They went from zero to 100 literally overnight, the NCAA. I never was a fan of their governing abilities, and I'm not now. I just think that they failed miserably on this whole thing, made a mess out of it. You know, all you had to do was, you know, have a stipend system and have a way to where, you know, the players could have a meal, could have some basic stuff, some spending money, you know. And they could have really spread that out, but instead they went with the NIL rules and name, image, and likeness and all the mess that goes along with it. Yeah, you want to make a mess of something, you know, just add money. The greed will quickly follow.
Yeah.
And it's on all fronts, by the way. You know, there's plenty of so-called bad guys if you want to look at it from that perspective, I guess. All right. Some of your top stories. Byron Donalds has picked a running mate, Florida Senator Brian Avila. Avila. I pronounced it wrongly early this morning, which I know is shocking to many of you.
Well, it's interesting because it obviously it is Spanish, but then when you look at the way some English/Americans, they will say Avila.
Yeah.
So
it wasn't a...
So the confusion is out there.
Avila is how he says it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we got clarification there. And by the way, you know, once again, to promote the podcast, we had our friend Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America on earlier saying that he doesn't get like a top ranking from them.
Right.
But because Byron Donald said he's going to repeal the Stoneman-Douglas thing, he is, they're okay with it, I guess.
Right. It's like he can be lieutenant governor. He doesn't really have any power. And so we'll put up with him there as long as Byron does what he says he was going to do.
It is kind of interesting. And I guess for Florida, for the longest time, we didn't even have that position of lieutenant governor.
Yeah.
And, you know, God forbid if something happens, you've got a person who can immediately take control. But other than that, doesn't you know, they don't break ties in the legislature or anything. All right. CIA director makes a secret plane mission to Moscow.
Bob, it's not a secret anymore.
No, I know. That's
how'd you know? It was a secret.
Well, because, well, actually several outlets printed information about it.
Whoops.
So now I guess it's safe to share with everyone else. Cat's out of the bag. That is just one of the many stories we'll get to. Also, things that make you smile coming up in about 30 minutes. You are listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, Greg cracks me up. Keeps me going during the breaks.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And it was nothing naughty, by the way, either. It just wouldn't make sense to try to explain it at this point. So we'll move forward and it's 9:22 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Rest in peace. You've probably heard Dolly Parton passed away at the age of 80. Flags will fly at half staff until sunset September 1st. An American icon. There's just, you know, you're going to be bombarded with all these great images and stuff. And so there's going to be no shortage of that. That I can tell you for sure. I had the fortune of visiting Dollywood very early on. When it first opened, and they actually, you walked like on dirt to get from little venue to venue. There wasn't even a lot of concrete stuff to it. It was really, I liked it like that. I thought it was really folksy. But of course, the demand continued to grow, and I guess they had to expand and they had to use the concrete and all that. But it was really cool. I even won the hatchet throwing contest.
Ooh.
And that's before everybody thought, what a cool thing, let's open up a bar and throw axes at each other.
And
they said, if you come back later in the afternoon, you can compete for like a 3-day, 2-night vacation or whatever, because you won the morning thing. But no, my wife at the time, we were like, I don't know, it wasn't quite honeymoon, but it was honeymoonish, if you know what I'm playing.
Yep.
We're like, we're not going to track back.
Yeah.
Up here. But it was a nice time. And then, of course, with the kids later on. But rest in peace, Dolly Parton. Definitely one of a kind. I mean, you're never going to see. She was a character, but she was. How could you be like such a character or caricature in some ways, but be so genuine at the same time?
Yes.
And to strike that kind of balance. And she made fun of herself and her appearance, too. And maybe there'll be an interesting anecdote that'll show up during the smoking gun later on. Something to look forward to.
That's called a radio tease, friends. That means you don't want to miss this.
And if I tell you that it's going to be around 9:58, then we're setting an appointment. You see how these things work? We're single-handedly saving the entire industry. You know that, Greg. They're
trying.
All relying on us. No pressure.
Well, they won't listen, unfortunately.
Now, Jesse Waters, he's can be quite a character himself, the Fox News Channel, and he talked Abdul Al-Sayed to come on the show. He wasn't live in the studio, but, you know, to come on the show for an interview.
That's huge.
And I figured it probably wasn't going to go very well, and it didn't. It was absolutely utter nonsense. Al-Sayed had to be one of the worst interviewees ever. I mean, he was just, he wouldn't even let Jesse Waters finish a question. He had like a said I wouldn't say it was scripted per se, but these are kind of memorized lines that Al Sayed would like refer to. Mm-hmm. And whenever he got into a jam, he had to mention some about Trump. That was
the crutch.
A crutch or even like, I'm giving up.
Oh.
I won't answer the question. Instead, I'll just throw a Trump thing out there.
Oh, man.
That's what he was doing. It was pathetic.
That's tacky.
But at one point, he did get my attention. And he said quite clearly, because they were talking over each other for most of it, Al Sayed asked Jesse Waters, "Are you circumcised?"
Really?
Yes.
Where'd that come from?
Well, it came from... It came from Jesse asking him about, you know, child mutilation, gender bending, and all that. And he did say, "So you think it's okay for a parent to slash his kid's ding-a-ling off?" Not exactly a professional way that I might put it if I was interviewing someone, but
probably not,
Jesse is Jesse, and he makes a heck of a lot more than me.
Yeah.
So he posed the question that way, and Al Sayed responded with, "Are you circumcised?" So he's trying to conflate the two.
No.
Nice it's not
driving,
even
no.
close.
No.
And the reason I bring that up is because it's so, I don't know, surprising, kind of shocking in a way. But more to the point, it shows you this is the manner, this is the way in which he was answering questions. He wasn't answering questions.
Right. Nice try, but missed it by that much.
Yeah, no cigar. Nice try, but no cigar. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And some people will still vote for this guy.
He wasn't just unprepared to answer questions on transgender medical interventions for children. He was unable to talk intelligently about Sharia law, reparations, health care costs. He kept bringing up health care, but never once really mentioned how it would be paid for, this universal health care, this Medicare for all ridiculousness. All right, as we move on once again, it is 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. We've got more top stories, headlines for you, and also things that make you smile coming up in about 15 minutes or so right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm the guy that tells you what's going on. I'm the guy with the info. I'm the guy that scours the news day and night, trying to bring you the stories.
He doesn't even sleep.
And yet it seems like I have more questions than answers these days. That's not good.
Oh.
Case in point. Question.
Yes.
Is the Strait of Hormuz open or not?
Answer. Depends who you talk to.
There's a good example right there. 9:35, good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Because here's a headline for you. Iran, Oman, reach agreement to temporarily reopen Strait of Hormuz as negotiations continue. It's like...
amongst themselves.
Did the United States Navy get that memorandum?
They weren't in the negotiation.
They're nowhere anywhere in the picture. Are these two countries, are they like, what are they doing? Are they dropping Ambien and then doing business? You know what I mean? It's like, yes. I don't remember doing that. Hey, let's open up the Strait. Excuse me, sir. The Strait's been open for a while now. Well, how come none of our ships are coming or going? Well, the U.S. Navy, they got a thing called a blockade in force. Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay, we'll wait for the Ambien to wear off. Iran and Oman have reached a deal to temporarily reopen the Strait. As Iranian officials said, both countries are going to continue to establish a more permanent solution. A joint statement released Tuesday includes details on managing ship traffic in and out of the crucial waterway, which the countries have previously suggested would operate under a toll system. Mm-hmm. You can try. You can try anything once. The proposed framework includes the establishment of a joint temporary navigational corridor through the Strait of Hormuz and an agreement to implement a joint project to clear the Strait of Mines. My understanding is we did. We got an all clear on the mines. President Trump announced that just the other day. So it is. It really is like, I don't know, a parallel universe of some sort maybe taking place. Yeah, they're talking about information sharing, traffic management, things like that. Inbound traffic from the Gulf of Oman into the Persian Gulf would pass through Iranian territory. Outbound traffic, meanwhile, would pass partly through Iranian waters and partly through Oman's waters. You know, I've got a suggestion. We could build new canals that would go right through those countries and circumnavigate the Strait of Hormuz by creating new straits. If you know what I'm saying.
Do you have a specific method of building these new straits in the what's now dry land?
Well, in a lot of large-scale construction operations, the use of explosives sometimes is a necessary part of that construction.
So you kind of like pick your line and maybe just kind of... That whole kinetic energy we used to talk about back in the day.
That's it.
Yeah.
There you go. Now we're kind of on the same page. Yeah. How about if we make your whole country pretty much a canal?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It'll be the Middle Eastern version of Venice.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
That could be great for tourism.
I mean, look, I'm a visionary.
Oh, yeah. You're seeing things.
So are the bozos in charge of Oman and Iran.
And we've gone full
My gosh.
Circle. Here we are
Yes,
again.
We've decided to open the strait. It's like, okay, it's been open.
Yeah.
You could have found out there's a thing called the internet.
They turned it off, though. They're not listening.
Well, they did. They cut everybody off.
I know.
And so they think their version, version of everything, they think is... reality, of course, it's not. Are they just doing this just for the rhetoric and the propaganda for their own people? Look, we're in charge. Look, we just negotiate with another country. They have to have the handshake, the photo op.
Oh, yeah.
Look at us. Yeah. It's like business as usual.
Hmm. Yes, your food still costs 400% more, but nothing to see here.
Yeah. Yep. These are interesting times we're living in. The officials claim the talks led to a major progress to the end of the war in Iran, which is approaching its seventh month. Do they think that could be part of the negotiations, that if they cave in on the nuclear thing, that we will allow them to institute a toll system? Hmm. I mean, it's possible. It's possible. Would that be the worst thing in the world? Of course, it might depend on how hefty they make the tolls. But don't kid yourself. Do you think that money collecting tolls is going to go to building schools? Or do you think it's going to go to building bombs and more drones?
Well, the Houthis want paid, you know, all that kind of thing.
And then there's that nuclear stuff. They have to, you know, finish refining that powder wherever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I could see, like, you know, this thing to its sort of natural conclusion, but... unfortunately,
we're as confused as everybody.
Well,
we don't have enough facts to know what's really good. We don't know. We really just don't know.
Here's what we do know.
What's that?
This is a, you know, their belief system is, you know, basically suicidal. Yeah. So they're not going to give up. That we know. I mean, we know that. So what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. Well, we're trying to use this, as I said yesterday, some economic jujitsu.
Yes.
We're trying to choke them out. And you know, if you've ever practiced anything like that or you've seen it, you do the tap out like, that's enough. Please stop. I give.
They're not good at that, though.
They're not. That's the thing. They need to tap out, but they won't.
Yeah.
You got to keep choking them and choking them and choking them. Unfortunately, and who suffers? All the people at the bottom of the economic rung. And the last people to suffer are the ruling class.
Yeah.
The wealthy class will suffer, and that's, I think, part of the hope, is if you hurt them enough economically, the wealthy folks who are not necessarily, you know, they're not part of the clerics and all that, that they could pull some strings and say, hey, enough's enough, and they could get rid of some of the nutbags if they really wanted to. Although, they may be afraid to act on that as well. You know, it's one of those things where you look around the room and you go, okay, who's going to speak up? And you wonder, like, does everybody have my back or not?
Right.
And you know, look, and I'm not making this stuff up, you know the nature of the culture is, you know, it's okay to use deception, to frankly, to lie.
Yeah.
And so everybody will tell you, they give you the nod, go, go get him, Tiger.
Yeah, they may have your back and you're going to lose your head.
Exactly.
That's the problem with that.
Yeah. So I hope for progress. I don't see a lot of it.
Yeah.
Wisconsin Democrat congressional candidate Rebecca Cook's post-primary effort to present herself as a candidate willing to engage voters across the political spectrum is facing some scrutiny. What's this? Okay, so she's a lefty, right? But she won in Wisconsin, at least, you know, the primary.
Right.
And she's like, look, I want to be, you know, I want to include everybody. And you want to be inclusive. Hey, that's kind of your party's always talked about that, used that word. Now you're finally really going to do it? What about MAGA people? Certainly you're going to spit on them and hate them, right? No, not according to her words. She even said, quote, if I see someone with a MAGA hat on, I'm shaking their hand. That's what she said.
All right.
Not too long after saying that, in fact, almost right away, she announced that she was having a Coming Together tour and that the event was free and open to the public and specifically said, all are welcome.
Sounds nice. Welcoming.
But when
inclusive.
A nice lady from down the block showed up with her MAGA hat on and an American flag around her shoulders, she was denied entry at the door.
Wow.
So apparently Rebecca Cook doesn't really mean what she says. And the incident's not the first controversy involving Cook's portrayal of Republican support. In 2024, she posted a photograph of two Van Orden, that's Derek Van Orden, two Van Orden supporters, and presented them as Republicans for Cook. But in fact, they weren't. And they got really mad at the organization and said, hey, don't be using our pictures for that. In fact, we are voting for Derek Van Orden. And that irritated people. Cook previously called her hometown of Eau Claire racist.
Wow, that's bold.
But yeah, why? What purpose does that serve? And noted that MAGA flags wave high in the area. Oh, it's not that the city itself, the hometown of Eau Claire, is racist. It's if I see Trump flags, I automatically associate that with racism. That's what she's saying.
Okay.
And speaking of which, did you know that, you know, they looked into this case where government workers for FEMA didn't serve some people who were devastated by the hurricanes
yes.
because they had Trump flags on? Yeah. At least in one case, there were 11 homes that they did not make any attempt at all to help those people.
How sad is that?
Yeah. And the other thing is it's too late to really do anything really punishing mm-hmm. toward them, I guess, the DOJ, because... Christy Noem was busy with something else. Mm. She could have put that on the front burner or whatever and got that done or extended the investigation, which would have extended the whole thing, I guess. But you know, she failed to do that. So, you know, these people that worked for FEMA, they're completely off the hook. Can you imagine that? These people are in dire straits. They're in need. It's post-hurricane. People are suffering. Oh, well, I see one of those Trump flags. It was right before the election.
Yep.
That is sad. So anyway, Wisconsin, I'd say she's, you know, pretty cheesy, but up there I don't think that's an insult. Yeah. She's not good enough to be a cheese head.
Right.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Charles Barkley speaking out. Yeah, Charles Barkley.
Mr. Subtle.
Yeah. Very quiet. He keeps to himself, never gives an opinion. Now, he spoke out. And he called out the people in power, you know, the people that head up the NBA, Adam Silver, the commissioner, and the WNBA commissioner, Kathy Engelbert. You know, he called them out and he said, look, I'm disappointed. First of all, you can't let stupid stuff go out on the internet. And they should have come out 2 weeks ago before all this stuff about trans and whether men can play in the WNBA and all that. They could have headed it off, and that's basically what Charles Barkley was saying. You could have addressed this quickly and easily. What reason did you choose not to, stirring up the controversy further? You know, you're angering potential fans. And that seems like, at the very least, a poor business decision. The WNBA, I can tell you this. We've talked more about the WNBA in the last few weeks than ever.
Yes.
It is 9:47. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And you know what we need? Things that make you smile. We're looking for upbeat, positive thoughts. No matter what's going on in the world around you, you know you can stop and count your blessings, and they're probably numerous. Share some of those with us on things that make you smile. It's brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. 877-975-9825. Call now. Oh, there's always plenty to smile about. Come on, pick your brain, think about it, all your blessings, and call in now. Things That Make You Smile is brought to you by my dentist, Transformation Dentistry, and Dr. Samantha Annis. So call 877-975-9825 and enjoy some upbeat, positive thoughts, you know, on this happy hump day, Trump day. Here's one for you. The weight loss drug boom. Apparently, it is so big and so many people are on this weight loss drug, which one of the side effects is a lot of people consume less or no alcohol as a result.
Really?
They don't have quite the craving and or the capacity, stomach-wise, to really imbibe much. The rise of GLP weight loss drugs could be changing more than what Americans put on their plates as restaurants increasingly look to wellness drinks and other alternatives to traditional alcoholic beverages. National Restaurant Association New Beverage Trends report found that growing interest in a wider range of drink choices, particularly among young consumers, and restaurants are experimenting with everything from wellness and energy drinks to smoothies, lemonades, and alcohol-free cocktails. Wow. An economist in Washington, D.C. said the growing use of GLP medications is one of several health trends restaurant operators are watching. So look for it to have a good side effect like that. That's a great thing. My understanding is they're already measuring that they've had less cardiovascular events as a result of these shots. And by the way, I'm not trying to sell that to anybody. There's a lot of adverse side effects for these drugs. There are different kinds. You can, you know, but talk to your doctor about them. But, I think it for a lot of people, it seems like they're going to get more good than bad. But that is definitely a personal decision that you need to make. Candy, good morning. What's making you smile?
What's making me smile is I'm home alone for the week. I have peace and quiet all week long.
So you got peace and quiet, and that makes you smile? I'm home alone. Maybe I'll come over today. We'll watch Netflix.
There you go.
Okay. Let's. What?
Oh, nothing.
It's raining.
I didn't say anything.
Bruce, good morning. What's making you smile?
Good morning. Earlier today, I was pulled over by one of Citrus County's finest for just cause. I was doing 77 and a 60, and he didn't write me. I've used up all my luck for almost the rest of my life, I think.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't think that would be appropriate, but I was very appreciative, and, it ended up well, I think.
Good. All right. Well, good. There was a good outcome, Mr. Leadfoot. Way to go.
Lucky star.
Mike, what's making you smile?
Good morning, guys. On the note of cars, I think because of it's so nice and cloudy out today, and I'm not boasting, I'm not looking forward to it, but it's probably a good time to wax the vet.
See how he got that little braggadocio in there?
Yeah, we're jealous.
That was a regular Bob and Greg move.
Yeah.
That's why it makes us smile. Don't go anywhere. The Smoking Gun is next. Brought to you by Harry Beck with Guns and Range and Micanopy. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Harry Beck with Guns and Rage and Micanopy. It was during an October of 2005 appearance on Late Night with Conan O'Brien that Dolly Parton, the late great one, recounted pulling a gun from her purse when she was younger to stop an aggressor in New York City. She was with then assistant Judy Ogle, and this was back in the late 60s or early 70s. They were in the big city for the first time. They got a room together, and guess what? The people that ran the place threw them out, thought they were women of the night or whatever.
Working 9 to 5.
Working more than 9 to 5. Mm. And so they said, well, can we at least keep our bags here? And then they kind of went wandering around for another place. And some guy kept, like, hitting on her and touching her. And she finally said, I pulled out the gun I had in my purse. And I said, hey, get away from me. So someone even as sweet as Dolly Parton still packs heat because she learned right back in the holler. And that's your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Harry Beck with Guns and Range of Micanopy. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. See ya.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.